This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Biz Life Simplified, the program where you stress less, enjoy more, and optimize your time, energy, and results. Now, here's your host for Biz Life Simplified, organizing expert, speaker, and university-certified executive coach, Nancy Hagan, freeing you to do what you do best.
Welcome back to Biz Life Simplified. I'm your host, Nancy Hagan. Remember, my mission is freeing you to do what you do best. So whatever makes it easier for you to take care of business and yourself is what I bring to you. Today we're going to talk about a big issue in business and in life, multitasking. And we'll also have a special guest who will tell us about her experiences. And you'll hear the amazing results, how much more time and relaxation she has in her life. So first, let's get clear about the topic, and we'll call it the myth of multitasking. So here's the premise. If we do multiple things at once, we can get more done faster, right? Not exactly. More bluntly, multitasking makes you stupid, studies say, was the headline of an article in the Wall Street Journal. Multitasking makes us think we are doing more, but it's really counterproductive. Also, studies say you can't really multitask. What you're doing is switching back and forth, and that makes things take longer and actually diminishes the quality of work. So why do we do it? Anxiety about what you need to get done causes stress, which then makes us want to do something to get relief. And multitasking, with lack of focus, gives us more anxiety, more stress, and it's really just a vicious cycle. So what is multitasking? How do you know it when you see it? Well, sending or reading an email while talking on the phone, and you can probably tell when someone is doing that with you, or switching between multiple projects, or, quote, listening, end quote, to a friend or family member while mulling over a work problem, or, even worse, looking at your phone. When we multitask, we are continually interrupting ourselves. And interruption is the number one problem that people say keeps them from getting more done. The Wall Street Journal says that research shows that people who multitask are less efficient than those who focus on one project at a time. A study published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology shows that time lost switching between tasks increases with the complexity of the task. Some even say that multitasking is unhealthy, and our guest has some more information about that. So what's the opposite of multitasking? Focus. Have you ever heard the acronym? F-O-C-U-S stands for Follow One Course Until Successful. It's the intense, clear concentration of thought on your purpose. Those moments of being in the zone give you the best results and the greatest satisfaction, and it's really you at your best.
Yes, now we're going to talk with our guest, Amy Domestico. She's a talent executive for Blog Talk Radio that hosts this podcast program. And I've heard from Amy that she has a lot of experience with multitasking. So, Amy, would you want to tell us about life with multitasking? Tasking, although I understand you came to a crucial time when you pivoted, you made a shift in that. So tell us about it so we can all benefit from that.
Yeah, so I'm going to be 50 years old soon, and I've been working a long time, and I've got a bunch of kids, and life gets extremely busy. And I think, You know, as a woman, we tend to try to do everything, you know, and as a mother, you feel guilt when you're not doing everything.
Yeah.
And that, that could be very stressful, and it can really take a toll on your performance in anything you're doing in your life. But I thought I was pretty good at multitasking. I'm one of those people who can juggle 5-6 things at once. And I think it's just, my ability to jump from thing to thing is I have quick reflexes. So I'd been doing it for a long time. And for the longest time, my boss, the owner of Blog Talk Radio, would always say to me, you need to spread yourself an inch wide and a mile deep instead of, you know, a mile wide and an inch deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I never quite got that. I'm just like, I poo-pooed it and said, well, I get a lot done, you know, and forth. And I continued on my way. And you become very overwhelmed because then you've got, you know, five things going at once and you're not finishing anything. And then things are starting to pile up. And it just becomes very overwhelming. So I got a phone call one day from one of our Blog Talk Radio hosts. His name is James, and he's a financial guy, but he does a sports podcast, the Gators podcast for sports. Give him a little plug. Mm-hmm. And I must have sounded really frazzled. And he said to me, "What's the matter?" And I'm like, "Oh, I just got so much going on." He's like, "You know, you sound like this every time I talk to you." He's like, "Are you a multitasker?" Yeah, and I said, "Actually, I am an addict when it comes to multitasking. I have to feel like I have to be doing 100 things at once to accomplish anything." And he said, "I want you to try something." He said, "For 1 month, I want you to do one thing at a time until it's finished. Just try it and see how you feel in a month." And he gave me an article to read on the internet. And I think it was, in Forbes, it was Inc. magazine, did a good article on multitasking. And I read it, and it stated a lot of different things about multitasking, things like people who multitask while performing brain-intensive tasks. I do a lot of work in spreadsheets and stuff. You actually have an IQ drop similar to people who are sleep-deprived or smoke marijuana.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Multitasking is also linked to an increased cortisol production, which is a stress hormone that leaves you feeling tired when you need the energy to concentrate. And there are forms of multitasking that cause actual cognitive damage. There's an MRI scan done that showed subjects who consumed multiple media forms at once had less brain density in their anterior, I'm going to try to pronounce, kingulate cortex, which is the region actually that's associated with empathy and emotional control. So this constant task switching encourages bad brain habits.
Let me stop you for a minute there, because you chose just the right word. You said task switching, because really we're not doing multiple things at once. We're really switching back and forth all the time.
So exactly.
We think we're doing it, you know, together and saving time. But as you're illustrating, you're switching back and forth, and it's really dropping your productivity. So thank you for stating it that way.
It is.
Yeah.
When you complete a tiny task, like send an email, answer a text message, post a tweet, check your Facebook, you know, you're hit with a dollop of dopamine. And that's your reward hormone, right? Your brain loves the dopamine, so we're encouraging our brains to keep wanting to switch between email, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all these mini tasks that give us this instant gratification.
Yeah.
The biggest instigator of multitasking is actually your inbox. So some studies have shown that even the opportunity to multitask, such as the knowledge of all your unread emails in your inbox, can reduce your effective IQ by 10 points. That's a lot.
Oh, my
God. If you don't have many IQ points to begin with, I'm just kidding. You're losing.
We need all we can get.
Yeah. So the constant thrill of a new bolded email in your inbox keeps you ever distracted. Studies found that employees spend 28% of their work week checking emails.
Heard.
Yep. So there's, you know, there's a couple of things that I did to help my productivity and to stop multitasking. And the biggest thing I did first was I turned off all of my notifications.
Right.
Text, emails, messengers, Facebook, the whole nine yards. I turned them all off.
Right.
And next, I plan my day in blocks as best as I can. I mean, sometimes there's emergencies and things come up. And then the next biggest thing I did was I tackle my inbox for the first hour of my workday. And that's it. Mm-hmm. And then I check it a couple more times throughout the day. But I'm not constantly having to go in there.
Right.
You know, and keep repeating the same
task. You're batching it, really. Right?
Yep,
you say?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Good.
Yeah. And of course, doing one thing at a time until completion. So finish before. Finish before you start something else.
Yeah. So has that been, I mean, do you find yourself with still that impulse to multitask?
I would compare it to quitting smoking. It's difficult until you get used to it. You know, I was a smoker back in my 20s, and when I quit, I wanted to smoke for a year after that. And I'm liking it to that type of feeling. Like, it's a habit. It's a really bad habit.
Yeah.
You know, one of the biggest things that bothers me is when you go out to dinner. And my husband and I went out to dinner a couple months ago. And we were in a restaurant, and I was watching a couple sitting in the next booth over. We were at a Chili's, you know. And they kept checking their phones every 2 seconds, and they were totally engrossed in their devices. And they had this child with them. This child couldn't have been more than 3 years old. And the child was standing up on the seat and pulling on them and tugging on them. And just, and they were just in their phones. And so the next thing that you should do is just be present in your life.
Yeah.
So when you're talking to someone, do not text, do not check your email. If you're on the phone, talk on the phone. Don't be checking your whatever, you know?
Yeah.
When I'm not working now, I turn off my technology, which has made a big difference. I'm not inclined to come back to the computer and, you know, check my email or look at my phone and check my my text messages. So I'm present in the moment with something else I'm doing outside of work, you know, whether it's cooking, cleaning, you know, doing your craft, et cetera. Of course, keep your workspace clean if that's possible. I had a job once back when I was younger, and my desk was always piled high with papers and messes, but I knew where everything was on my desk. That was my reasoning, was I knew.
I was
going to
say, they always say that.
And my boss came in one day, and he's like, oh my God, when are you going to clean your desk? And I'm like, but I know where everything is. So he picked everything up, and he threw everything on the floor.
Oh.
He goes, now you don't know where anything is. Clean your space. So I did clean my space, and I got more organized, and that actually helped my work productivity.
Imagine that. That's what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Okay. The last thing, which was huge with me, was I am a person who will always drop what I'm doing to help somebody with work or whatever in any part of my life. It's constant distractions and interruptions. My phone would constantly ring. We have a group chat for work and Skype. I was constantly getting pinged. Can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? When I went through this whole entire, you know, stop multitasking process, one of the last things I did was I had to set clear boundaries with people.
Great.
And let them know that, you know, no, I can't help you with this. You're going to have to do it on your own, you know, unless it's something they totally can't do on their own. And of course, I'm happy to help. But most of the time they were coming to me rather than looking for the answer themselves.
You made it easy for them to just get it from you. So, that can change the whole company culture when somebody puts some boundaries and... You know, then everybody isn't being interrupted or interrupting themselves all the time. So it really can help everybody.
It's better to enable somebody to help themselves than to just enable them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well put.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was
wow.
Funny.
That's great.
I would probably get up to 30 interruptions a day or more, and that's no lie or exaggeration. And that's a lot. And if you have to stop what you're doing and then start doing something else that's totally out of your workflow, you can take hours off your day. You know?
To get back to where you were multiple times.
You have to get your brain back into a mode. I work in a lot of spreadsheets all day long, and if I've got to stop, and then I've got to come back and figure out where I was. And
let
me get back into the groove of what I was doing. Yeah.
So how does your life feel different now without the multitasking?
I am so happy to report that I used to start work at 7 o'clock in the morning and not get done until 6, 7 o'clock at night. I am able to walk away with no guilt between 3 and 4 o'clock every day now.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
huge
change. Yeah, a huge change.
That's the biggest bonus for anybody. Or I shouldn't even say bonus, because it's just a direct result of how you're working.
It is a direct result. Well, I'm walking away with finished tasks. What I would end up doing is I'd be so scrambled all day long and helping everybody else and you know, answering phone calls and whatnot, that by at 3 o'clock I would spend the rest of the workday wrapping up the 20 things I started and not be done by the time I quit. I would quit just because I couldn't even see the computer screen anymore. But now when I walk away at 3, 4 o'clock, I've completed my processes for the day and I'm done.
Yeah. And you said no guilt. You feel...
No guilt.
Yeah.
And
you
got to give up
and
the
probably,
guilt.
You know, confidence and a real sense of satisfaction for what you got done.
Definitely.
So I love that. Wow. Because I hear so many people, I find it really shocking, that they feel like they have to... check their email. They're with their family. 9 o'clock at night, they feel like they have to check their family. And I mean, not check their family, check their phone, check their email, and respond to their boss's email, you know, at 9 o'clock at night. And that's so counterproductive. And,
it's
you know,
a, it's
instead
a company
of,
culture that's not productive at all.
Right, right. And, you know, instead of getting the rest and refreshment so that you're ready to come back again, they're just always under the grind. So
you need that downtime.
I agree. Yeah.
You do need downtime and you need time to relax and kind of recharge your batteries. Unplug and walk away from the technology.
Your quality of life and your relationships and everything. So,
your health. Your health is more important as well. Your health can really suffer. When we first started at Blog Talk Radio, we're a startup back in 2006. And when you're a startup, you tend to, it's a bit of a different culture in a startup. Mm-hmm. You're working a tremendous amount of hours to get stuff done. We're past that point now, but in the beginning it was a little bit harried and, you know, resources were not as good as they are now with employees. We have a lot more employees now. But I would sit in front of a computer for 14, 15 hours a day, and my health started to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably, if I wasn't doing multitasking, then I might not have been doing that. I might not have been sitting for 14 or 15 hours a day and then, you know, have a health
issue.
And
then you were talking about your health going down, and I don't, probably a lot of people don't even make that connection for a couple of reasons. One is, you know, you think you have to get all this stuff done and pretty soon it'll be over and, you know, and you'll rest later or something. But so short term, it doesn't seem that damaging. But I think the cumulative effect is both, you know, mentally and physically.
It is. It is. When you sit for that long, you risk heart disease, high blood pressure. You can gain weight. In my case, it was a blood clot. And I ended up in the hospital and they thought I was having a heart attack and it turns out it was a blood clot and from sitting so many hours a day. So It's definitely, if you can stop multitasking, please do. There's plenty of things you can find on the internet to help you and give you ideas on how to do that. If anybody needs advice, you know, it's out there. The information is out there.
I think your testimonial about the change in your hours, not to mention the change in how you felt and your health and everything too. And I bet your family was happier with that result also.
Yeah. Mommy's so cooking dinner again. Wow. We're not having macaroni and cheese for dinner tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Amy. Well, and the other thing is that's opened up some time to do something that you've been wanting to do, right? Your new podcast just for yourself. Can you tell us about that?
You're right. It has opened up time for me to have a life beyond work. And my husband and I kayak now. We do a lot of hiking, which is awesome. And we're outside constantly. Before, I didn't do that. I was in front of my computer and then exhaustion and then sleep. But yes, I have been working for Blog Talk Radio since 2006, and I've always done educational podcasts for the company. And I've never done a podcast for fun. And I've had this idea in my head for a couple of years where I wanted to do a podcast for fun on fads and trends. And fads and trends throughout the years that are funny and quirky, like bell bottoms, parachute pants, and slinkies, and yo-yos, and boom boxes, and crazy viral challenges, and, you know, the whole nine yards.
Oh.
And I didn't quite have the time to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I kept putting it off. And finally, about 2 months ago, I was like, you know what? I think I finally have the time to add another thing to my plate, right? To do this podcast that I've wanted to do. And I am finally doing a podcast for fun, and it's been a blast. We've put out two episodes so far. Number three is coming on Tuesday, and it's called Fad Tabulous, all one word. Find it on iTunes. Yeah. The subscribe, rate, and review. And it's been a lot of fun.
Fun because I think everybody loves to think back on those things, and you know, at the time they seem so cool, and then you look back on them and they're hilarious, and you wonder, you know, how we all got hung up in them. But yeah, that will be fun.
We have some fun stories in there. Like one of the weeks we talked about pets that aren't really pets, and one of them was the Pokemon craze. And there's a editor for IGN magazine who was playing Pokemon and fell off a pier. it's just a fun podcast.
Yeah. Neat.
Fad
Tabulous, right?
Fad Tabulous. Okay. Yeah. My co-host is Patrick Duffy from the Rogan Tell Network, and Patrick and I became friends when he came on to Blog Talk Radio. He's like a brother from another mother, and he's funny.
Uh-huh.
And he's also a producer, which helps. So we try to split up the duties, and he does a lot of the audio editing, and actually he does all of the audio editing and keeps me on task. So we've managed to put out a good podcast.
You'll
have to listen and let me know.
Absolutely will. That sounds like fun. Okay, Amy, anything else you want to tell us about multitasking or any advice you would give to somebody for...
Stop. It will save your life.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't do it. It's like poison. Yeah, it's like poison.
Yeah. It will save your life. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, Amy, thanks so much for taking time to talk
thanks
with
for
us
having
today.
Me.
Oh, you're welcome. I look forward to listening to Fad Tabulous, and I'm sure that this will be a wake-up call for a lot of people who, you know, I think we all feel kind of proud of ourselves when we can multitask. And I know I say about the level that I can achieve is like maybe making a salad while listening to the news for dinner, you know. I can handle that much. But, realize that it's not a badge of courage or pride or anything. You're really just slowing yourself down, probably. So
no, looking busy doesn't mean that you are busy.
Yes, Good point.
Yeah. And you will soon see how doing less, you actually accomplish more.
Yes. Less is more. I love it. Not to mention, just coming back to the quality of your life, you know, how do you want to live? I'm not saying you, I'm generically. Do you want to live a frenzied life, or would you like to enjoy it more? So that's great.
Right, exactly.
Okay, Amy. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too, Amy. Bye-bye.
To wrap up our thoughts on multitasking, Peter Drucker in The Effective Executive says, if there is any one secret to effectiveness, it is concentration. Effective executives do first things first, and they do one thing at a time. His study continues, this is the, quote, secret, end quote, of those people who do so many things. They do only one at a time. As a result, they need much less time in the end than the rest of us. So there it is, studied and summed up for us. Is it ever a good idea to multitask? Maybe, when it doesn't require much of your mind, such as tuning into the news while fixing dinner, or listening to music, or a podcast while working in the yard. So if you want to leave the office earlier and with a clearer, freer mind, stop before you multitask again. Ask yourself, what is multitasking doing to your real priorities, relationships, and your quality of life? Remember that and use the power of focus. That's it for this time. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can get your 5 keys to an effective day at effectiveday.com. I look forward to being with you next time. Have a great week.
This is Biz Life Simplified, where you stress less, enjoy more, and optimize your time, energy, and results. Join us each Wednesday on the EWN Podcast Network. To download the program or learn how to be a guest on the show, go to effectiveday.com/podcast. Programs are also available on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, EWN Podcast Network, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and AHA Radio. Remember, Biz Life Simplified is where you stress less, enjoy more, and optimize your time, energy, and results so you are free to do what you do best.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.